You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
It might not, don't know, but I'll tell you this. We got lots to get to. The Eddie Scazzeri, what's up? It is a football Friday. We got cool games coming up in 20 minutes. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Not too much. I think the Giants made a dumb move. They don't have, you need a quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
That we've decided. That we figured out.
A lot of eggs in the Daniel Jones basket.
Yeah, because we know, for whatever reason, a couple years ago, people decided running backs are a dime a dozen. You grab them wherever you want.
Sure,
there's a million colleges, and there's a million running backs.
Mm.
The same could really be said about wide receivers, too. I mean, a wide receiver is going to get a couple throws a game. If you don't have a quarterback,
you hope that your top wide receiver gets 10 targets a game.
Targets, but how many?
100%.
How many catches is he getting?
You hope 8.
Okay. Who's getting them to him
other than Giants
screen
better,
passes?
They're hoping that it's Daniel Jones.
That's just a dumb move. We're not going to see, not that we know anything about these quarterbacks.
Correct.
But what we do know about the quarterbacks they have on the roster, you know whether guys are Super Bowl potentials or not. A couple years in, we know he's not a Super Bowl quarterback. So, see you never again for a while?
I guess. I don't know. We know he's a playoff quarterback because he did do that once. He did.
Guess. Well,
you got to be fair.
Okay, great.
They did do that.
All right. That doesn't get you anything.
Well, it'll get you in the playoffs. It does get you in the playoffs.
Okay. If that's what we're...
Are they a Super Bowl team with him at quarterback?
No.
I don't think so. I would put my money on no.
Yeah.
Here's what you do know. That they got... And this is not me. Be very clear. This is from listening to all the experts, and I just listened to a lot of them for the last hour. This kid seems to be explosive beyond all explosive. So if they can't make it work now, they ain't never going to make it work. So could they have taken a quarterback? Yeah, of course they could have. Maybe the ones they liked went in the top three, and they weren't going to reach. I mean, you saw what the Falcons did. I'm still trying to figure that one out because they went out and got Kirk Cousins, and now they drafted a quarterback, and the GM said he can sit for 4 years. Yeah, in 1983, that's a great game plan. Doesn't seem to make sense now, but the Giants could have taken him. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it just feels like, I don't know. It just does feels like we don't trust Daniel Jones to make it through a season. And then if you don't trust
him... Not even that, Al. Whether you trust him or not, he hasn't proven that he can. It's almost as if you've got to show us you can. You can sit there... trust is such a stupid word because it doesn't mean anything. You can say, we think he's going to make it through his... You don't know that. He hasn't shown the ability to stay healthy aside from, 1 year. So I'm with you. I don't know. I don't know.
So the Giants don't really have a quarterback for the future. The Jets don't have a quarterback for the future. The Jets have a quarterback
for right now. Yes, the Jets are trying to win right now.
Win right now, and then we'll start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
But the Giants are just going to be in this. We're going to have more years of 8 wins, 7 wins.
You would think they're going to be a very average football team. They look to me like a team that's got a ceiling.
Yes.
And the ceiling is not 15 wins.
Right.
I think the ceiling might be 9 wins. Maybe 10.
Right. Something crazy happens and they win 10 games.
For sure. And 10-7 is a nice season, but I don't think that's a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, now they're good defensively. They should be good defensively. So that can certainly, there's different ways to win. I think we've seen that before. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You're going to find out right now if the wide receiver position is so much more important than the running back position because they didn't win a damn thing with Saquon Barkley. He's now in Philly, and you brought in supposedly one of the top receivers in the game.
Yeah, I don't think a wide receiver. I think a wide receiver is like a running back. I think there's a million of them, and they're not game changers if you don't have a good quarterback to get them the football. I just look at Tom Brady played with a ton of guys you never heard of. Peyton Manning played a ton of guys you never heard of.
Oh, Peyton Manning had Marvin Harrison.
In Denver. He played with a lot of randos.
I do think that you're right. They're so skilled in a lot of different areas. It does, when you have a top guy, though, like Tyreek Hill makes the Dolphins better, and he makes his quarterback better. I don't think we can argue that. There are certain guys that elevate others. Patrick Mahomes elevates everybody that he throws the ball to. But if you're talking in general terms, yeah, I think there's a lot of guys that can make plays. That having been said, we're going to find out now if Daniel Jones is indeed the problem, because if he's now got a top wide receiver and he can't make that work, then you know next year's the end. Like, it has to be. And they can get out of it after next year.
Okay. Yeah, I just feel like we're looking for answers to something we have an answer or we already got an answer to. You know what I mean? Like, we know. Like, again, we're going to be sitting here again come end of October. And the Giants are going to be a game under 500. So, mm-hmm. Well, what are we doing?
Yeah, they could be like a 4-4 team or a 4-3 or a 3-4 team, yeah. A 2-5 team. No idea.
Does that give me a boner to go get Giants tickets? It does not.
Here's the good news. You still have Washington twice a year.
I suppose. I don't know. I just was like kind of, I was a little bummed out.
Yeah, no, I get it. I got two texts from a couple of friends of mine that are Giant fans. One was annoyed, and the other was super excited. That's exactly the draft in a nutshell. No one knows.
Just like we had all those Eli defenders after he won his second Super Bowl, which is extremely impressive.
Oh, sure.
And he was terrible after that, mm-hmm. for years.
Yeah.
You still had the Eli defenders that just didn't, just like for whatever reason, you have Daniel Jones defenders.
That actually surprises me. Not that there's not a few, but that there's so many.
Yeah.
You know?
People love to defend their terrible quarterbacks.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, and his problem, again, is health. You're going to tell me he's getting through 17 games this season? I ain't buying it.
With that pencil neck, Jerry? I mean, he has a very thick neck, but it's like a pretzel stick.
He is a big guy. That's what's so, like, puzzling about when, like, Troy Aikman was a huge guy. His were head injuries, which were unfortunate, obviously. And it's good to see that he's okay mentally because he does a great job on, ESPN now. But it's weird when you see a big, thick quarterback that can't stay on the field. I would expect I remember I always said with Lamar Jackson, great quarterback. And this, I'm going back when I, like, filled in like 2017 or 18. I remember one summer I got into a fight with a guy that was a Ravens fan because I said, I don't believe in Lamar Jackson, not because of his talent, because I don't think with the way he plays, he's going to be able to stay healthy. And he has. And yet here's Daniel Jones, who's bigger and thicker and can't stay on the field for different reasons, obviously, but can't stay on the field.
Yeah, very strange.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jets took an offensive lineman, Jerry. The heck is his name?
Olu Fashanu.
But in reading Aaron Rodgers' comments,
I know what you're going to say.
They make it seem like this guy ain't playing.
So Rodgers, and I could be a jerk, and I could clip one thing that he said, because when they first pick him and they first bring him a McAfee, his first comments are, well, you know, we brought in Morgan and we brought in Tyron Smith and, you know, really wasn't a position of need. I could clip it right there and make him sound like a jackass.
Let's do it.
But then he goes on to say, the kid hasn't given up a sack in all his years in college. He's a mauler.
A mauler, yeah.
He is going to be on this offensive line for years and years to come, longer than I'll be in New Jersey, and really likes the pick, says he believes he'll start on the inside, probably as a guard, and then move out. Remember, Tyron Smith's 35, so he's only here for a year or two, and Morgan Moses isn't 25 either. So that's a pick for the future, but you can probably play him now at a guard position is essentially what he was saying. So at least it's a pick that you put him on the field and you hope he's the tackle for the next decade.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, you mentioned that about some of those Jets linemen being 35.
Yeah, sure.
Which is the age
I think.
Which is the age of Kirk Cousins,
mm-hmm.
who was evidently not very happy.
Tyron Smith is 33. I just want to correct myself.
33?
Yes.
He was not very happy with the Falcons taking Michael Penix.
Yeah, the word I read, and Moses is 33 as well, the word I read was confused by the pick.
Confused?
I get it. I understand.
And stunned, yeah. said others.
Well, again, this would be like, I mean, you pay a guy, whatever the contract is, $35 million a year. He is, I know he's not a young quarterback, but we see quarterbacks play into their late 30s. I know he's coming off the injury, but for the most part, he's been a healthy quarterback, puts up big numbers, can throw the ball, has won a lot of games. You pay him to come in and do that, and then you say, we're going to take a quarterback number one. Now, again, no salary cap, all good. This is 1985, makes total sense. Here's your quarterback in 2027. But right now, I don't know. I thought it was a weird one, personally.
But they're looking to the future.
Right, but what do we say about winning in the NFL today? Not in the 80s, not in the early 90s. Today, you try to win-win when the quarterback is young before you have to pay him so that you can spread the money out to the rest of the team. You've paid Kirk Cousins, which means you've got your quarterback. Go get another position of need. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I think the comment I did hear, the one thing I heard, and I didn't see it yet, I heard McMonagle driving in saying that the GM said it's okay if he sits for 4 or 5 years because that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
So you just use a top 10 pick on a kid you're going to sit 4 years?
That's correct.
That seems like a bit of a reach. And it goes against, again, 20 years ago, I get it. That goes against everything that we know as the salary cap league it is now.
Well, he was probably just thinking, like, I got to say that. Otherwise, Kirk Cousins is really going to be pissed, even more pissed than he
I'd be pissed, too, if I was Kirk Cousins. He goes out and has a bad game week 3. You don't think they're going to be writing about the next guy up? Of course they are.
Yeah, but they ain't going to do that.
Why?
Well, because of all the money they paid him. He's fine.
No. I'm not saying they're going to do that. I know he's fine. What I'm saying is the noise surrounding him. If he has a couple of bad games, you're going to have, where's Penix? The Kirk Cousins is old. It's enough. Let's see what the kid's got. Like, you drafted him in the first round. Play him. That's going to be, I agree with him. I'd be confused, too.
Yeah. Would you be, he was, quote, stunned and confused. Would you be more stunned or more confused?
Both. No, I equally both.
You probably are stunned first.
Yes, right? And then confused.
And then confused.
Right. You're dumbfounded at first. Like, did they just draft my replacement? I just got here.
And by the way, Jerry, when I was on that, when I had a terrible phone connection to sports radio in Chicago, yeah. And I was picking for the Giants at number 6,
yeah.
And I took Michael Penix, people thought that was too high of a pick.
Guess you were right. Look
at
you.
It, Jerry. This is what I'm talking about. I'm a draft doctor.
No, that's what you are.
A draft expert, if you will.
Draft expert. I like it.
By the way, speaking of thick QBs, as you were mentioning before, the yesterday when the program was on and you guys were talking about the draft, they were running Caleb Williams, not in uniform, dropping back and throwing. That's a thick guy.
Mm.
That dude's thick, Jerry.
You have to be. You got to be strong.
Yeah, he just looked like thicker than I would have thought.
And so he goes to Chicago. That was the worst kept secret, huh?
And they also got that. Didn't he want that wide receiver they got? A number 9?
Yeah.
Who would that fella?
Odunze. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Rome Odunze. That's right. Jerry, would you get a Caleb Williams jersey or a Rome Odunze jersey?
If I was in Chicago?
Or a Jim McMahon, Walter Payton jersey. Just
I might
to be
go
safe.
The fridge.
Yeah, go fridge. Just
to be quite honest.
Maybe a Mike Singletary jersey.
They don't have a great track record with quarterbacks.
They don't.
So I don't know that I'm buying a, well, first I'm probably not buying a jersey anyway, but If I was going to buy one, I don't think it would be a quarterback until he's here at least 3 or 4 years, and he looks like he knows what he's doing.
Right, you got the Bears quarterbacks, which are always terrible. Ugh. The USC quarterbacks, which end up being terrible.
Haven't been great.
That's a very bad combination, Jerry.
Yeah, have not been great. That is very true. Did you catch any of, and I know it's the, you catch any of Bill Belichick on Drake May?
I read all of his stuff. I didn't see the video. I read his
Watching
quotes.
It was outstanding. The way he was, I thought he was fair in his criticism or his critique because he showed you the good and then showed you, and I think this goes to maybe where people fell in love with Zach Wilson and why it failed. He shows you how basically arm strength isn't the end all be all. Like you have to see the field and you've got to be decisive. And so he was showing on the clip that's out there when he was on McAfee last night, he was showing the good of Drake May and the arm strength and throws he can make. But then he was breaking down all the simple plays he wasn't making and the simple plays he doesn't make and the indecisiveness. And the other difference was in the NFL to the college game, the NFL is so much faster. The throws he were making for completions that were going for completions in college will not be there in the NFL. It was very interesting watching him, and he was running the tape, running it back, running the tape, and showing you all the formations. Pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, people seem to love Bill Belichick, thinking that, you know, how did that, people were saying prior to both Belichick and Brady, they could be good if they're actually going to be critical of people and not just say nice things. And people seem to like that Brady gave the good and the bad. Even with Caleb Williams and with the Drake May talking about his footwork also, Jerry.
And that was Brady?
Important. That was Belichick.
Oh, Belichick.
Yesterday.
Okay.
Footwork.
Yeah. Well, footwork's a big thing for a quarterback. No doubt.
You got to have the footwork, Jerry.
No doubt.
If you don't have the footwork, what do you have? No feet.
You got no feet.
A quarterback with no feet?
Two stubs.
Never been successful in the NFL.
I don't think we've seen it.
Check the statistics on
that. But we've seen a kicker missing toes.
Right.
Tom Dempsey.
Which I never felt was fair because he was wearing that foot.
How do we know there wasn't a steel front in there?
Right. His shoe looked like a brick because he had no toes or no foot or something.
Yeah,
that
I
didn't
know.
I never liked that record when he had the 63-yard field goal record. Glad it was broken.
It was. And several times over now.
Yeah.
Actually, guys can kick from 70, for God's sakes. So
there
you
right.
go. First round. Now, did you watch any of this last night or this was too late? Because it moved quickly.
It was too late.
Okay.
But I was excited this morning, Jerry, when I got my big bowl of yogurt, and then I sat down with my iPad to see where everybody went. It was somewhat exciting.
I opened Twitter when I got here this morning, and I wasn't fully aware because I fell asleep. I'm trying to think. I was back and forth on the draft, and mostly the Knick game is what I was watching, but I was trying to go back on the draft, and it was moving fast, and I saw the Giants pick, and at that point, I kind of fell asleep. When I got here this morning, I opened Twitter, and the first thing I see was, you know, suggested for you or whatever it was. All I see is the top one was Giannotti. The Vikings are the effing worst. I'm like, who did they take? And I'm like, oh, my God, they ended up with J.J. McCarthy.
Yep.
After he's killed them for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he said he was not going to be a pro quarterback. He doesn't have the skills. Welcome to Minnesota.
That's hilarious. So I thought that was kind of funny. So anyhow, we got a lot to do. We're just getting started. It's 5:18.
Well, he's got J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold now, so I think everything's going to be all right.
What a quarterback room. Everything's going to be just
Yeah,
fine.
Between them, we were talking about like the Vikings quarterback room and the Broncos.
Yeah, they took another quarterback. So
they got Bo Nix.
Along with Zach Wilson. Yep. Jared Stidham.
Yeah, Jared Stidham.
Oof.
It's going to be a rough room.
Unless Bo Nix turns out to be a superstar.
Yeah, I suppose.
Who knows?
But none of them do it that first year. Like C.J. Stroud did.
He was really good, yeah.
Anthony Richardson started nicely and he got hurt.
Yeah.
But
you don't know.
You never know, Jerry.
You do. And Tua started okay.
Did anybody get picked later quarterbacks? I didn't see any other quarterback names.
I don't have the list on me right in front, but I can
check. We'll see today, actually. That's where some other quarterbacks were.
Oh, in the second round.
Yeah.
There was six total.
Six total.
Right, but you had the three in the beginning. You had McCarthy, you had Nix, and Penix. So those would be the six. He's asking if there were any later in the first round.
No, he's saying no.
So that was
total.
It. Yeah. So there was nothing beyond that. All right. Quick break. We'll come back. We got Boomer and Geo. It's Football Friday and Knicks Friday right here on The Fan.